Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Funnyville. We have more fun in this studio, just having fun and talking about the things of God. Amen. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is Professor Greg Stevens, professor at Kenneth Copeland Bible College, and I'm glad he's here, and I'm glad you're here, and Jesus is here. Let's do this thing.
Let's go.
You ready to do that?
Let's do it.
Pray, Father, we thank
Amen.
You. You're so good to us, and we bless your name. We started yesterday talking about growing up spiritually. Mm-hmm. Well, that's part of faith. Now, and this 11th, actually, the book of Hebrews is about covenant faith.
Yeah.
The difference between the blood of animals and the blood of God. And as the Apostle Paul wrote this, this apostle, the educated one, I mean, this is a brilliant, brilliant man. I can hardly wait to meet him. Jesse met him. Mm-hmm. Jesse was caught up into heaven. And he met him.
Mm.
Anyway, let's go to the 5th chapter of the book of Hebrews. Now, this became the mission statement of what Gloria and I were called to do, that we had learned from our spiritual fathers, Oral Roberts and Kenneth Hagin. And the instruction of faith, and like I was saying yesterday, the first time I went back to teach it at ORU, and so I went to the City of Faith and prayed, and all Spirit-filled doctors and nurses.
Amen.
What a easiest place to pray for the sick I've ever known in my life. Anyway, we went to his home for lunch, and we just finished lunch and went into his study. And he had some easy chairs in there. But he just went in there and took his shoes off and sat down on the floor. He said, "Now, Kenneth, take your shoes off and sit right there." "Okay, yes, sir." "Gloria, take your shoes off and sit right there." "Evelyn, take your shoes off." I said, "Oral, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to sit in this chair and I'm going to keep my shoes on." He said, "Okay." So, and I thought, boy, this is going to be wonderful.
Mm.
And he said, "All right." And he looked right straight at me and he said, "Teach me faith." I said, "You got to be kidding me." "No."
Mm.
"No. You boys have learned things about faith that I don't know. And you're looking at the hungriest man for God on this planet."
Mm.
I'm the student.
Right.
And he's asking me about faith. And so I just started at Mark 11, 23, 24, and 25. He said, "That's the part I needed to get, is the saying part." Mm. I needed that. And he said, "I want to appreciate that, but I'm not going to give you any credit for it." No, he said, I'll say, "Now, Kenneth Copeland said," and then he'll say, and then he said, "And then I'll say, somebody said," and then from then on, it's mine.
That's right.
I said,
"That's right.
You can have it."
Amen. Amen.
But now here's the man, been in the ministry longer than I was old, and he wants faith. Mm-hmm. He's hungry for it. I preached at Sheridan Assembly, largest church I'd ever preached in at that time.
Right.
Boy, and it was full. And I preached until the anointing, as it does sometimes, settled down in my legs, and somebody helped me out of the car. Mm. And I got in my car, "Everything okay?" I said, "Yes, sir, everything's okay." And I turned around and looked, and it's Brother Hagin.
Mm.
Amen.
Amen.
Now look at this in the 5th chapter of the book of Hebrews, verse 12.
Yes.
"For when for the time you ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a baby. Strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use of practice have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil.
Good and evil.
Good and evil. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, this is the Faith Hall of Fame chapter.
Yeah.
Faith. Wow. And goodness.
Yes.
Faith and goodness.
I don't think you can have faith, Brother Copeland, if you don't fully understand He's good.
No, you can't.
Because
faith begins where the will of God is known.
That's right.
And like we've talked about before in this study, the devil sold lies out of the first covenant and preach on them over in the second or the new covenant. You really have to be careful about that. Mm-hmm. Because you'll bring things over into the new covenant, particularly the letters, you'll bring things over in there that don't belong there. The curse of the law. That doesn't have anything to do with us.
Amen. That's right.
But a lack of understanding of that and preaching that, like this man said to me, I wish Orr wouldn't say that. What? God is a good God. What do you want him to say? God's a bad God? No. But he'll give people the wrong idea about God. Well, I was a scriptural illiterate. I thought he was good all the time. And then the first man I ever met said, God is a good God. And he got in trouble for having that theme song. But he got in trouble for a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. Why? He's changing the minds and hearts of people concerning healing and miracles because they all thought the day of miracles were gone.
That's right.
He changed the spiritual complexion of the United States.
That's right.
He really did.
He really did. He really did. The part of our assignment is to present the Father correctly.
Yes, it is.
And because that's what Jesus' assignment was. And He gave us His ministry. And that's part of Paul's revelation from Dad Hagen and all that, is to present the Father correctly. See, God took man from the earth. Remember, and we talked about it a week or two ago, Genesis, the second day, He didn't say good, because earth and yes. heaven were separated from one another. But He took man, made of the earth, and man's going to be that reconnector between the two. Man's going to replenish the earth. He's going to do all the things that need to happen. Jesus will be the guy that'll come do that. Yeah. And He plants in the middle of the garden two trees, tree of life, knowledge of good and evil. All these verses, we just read it in Hebrews, knowledge of good and evil. That's a discernment. Now, full of the Holy Spirit, we have the gift of discernment, to discern between good and evil, because it's a judgment. For 2,000 years after Adam's fall, God dealt with man through Hesed, mercy, and His
yes.
goodness.
Yes.
For instance, the very first murderer, God protected him, didn't kill him.
Yes, He did.
The law commanded that you kill him. You're talking about bringing bad things over to the New Testament. Abraham marries his half-sister. The law will not allow that to happen. Jacob will marry two sisters. The law says you can't do that. But God in His goodness all through 2,000 years of history until the law comes is operating out of His goodness toward
yes.
man. He's not imputing their sins.
Amen. Well, and He said, and David said, blessed is the man mm-hmm. that God does not impute sin unto him.
So we've lived 2,000 years since Jesus, right at about 2,000 years now, of Him in the grace age, the church age,
yes.
doing the exact same thing. And that's the way He's dealt with us. When the law came, His wrath was against sin and we were caught in the middle. And then that's why Jesus came. And we just really have, that's why I have a big arrow in my Bible.
Yes.
To remind me that this age is different and I need to represent Him for who He truly is.
Yes, amen.
That He's good and He wants to heal you and He wants to prosper you. And the way He's going to do that is you to have faith in His goodness. It's like this. If you've ever seen a dog that that's been mistreated by somebody or roughed up by somebody, even in your presence, they're trying to do something nice for the dog. The dog's still like,
he's like,
I want that treat you've got for me, but every time I get a treat before, you whack me. Well, that's the way we've treated our Father. And that's not who He is at all. Jesus said, you being evil or carnal, know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more your Heavenly Father?
Yes.
That's who
and the,
He is.
And the way Dr. Luke translated that or said it, he said, how much more? He said, it gives your Father great pleasure to give you the kingdom. Mm-hmm. Now, they didn't understand that, but now we know that the kingdom of God resides within us because the King is in here. The kingdom's wherever the King has domain.
That's correct.
So, and then he said, how much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those that ask Him? Why? That is God.
That's right.
But of course, you have to ask in faith. But that is God. He wanted in here. Mm-hmm. Then He wanted on here so that you be immersed in His Spirit and then step out by faith into that area of speaking a language you never learned and continue to do that continually and constantly, which went all the way back to the Tower of Babel. Yes. And straightened that deal out.
That's right. That's right. That's correct.
Where he had to separate their ability to understand one another. Now, they didn't suddenly, now the Lord really dealt with me about this. One of them didn't suddenly start speaking German and another one Chinese. It didn't work that way. Mm-hmm. It began where they couldn't understand one another. And they couldn't understand, what do you mean by that? And so they began to separate from one another. Mm-hmm. And then they separated and then other languages developed out of that. And then as they moved into different locations and that's when all that, what we know now. But they became people of two minds. I just don't understand what you're saying to me. Well, you should, you dummy. You understood it. Yes, dear, what's the matter with you? Just get out of my face.
Right.
Go, just get out of here. And they began to separate and just move out all over the world.
They weren't able to communicate with understanding.
That's right.
And that's one of the greatest arguments in favor of the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues for a believer. It's an ability to communicate at a level
now, Greg,
understanding.
In the military.
Yes, sir.
Particularly in combat, you are severely hindered if you can't communicate.
That's exactly right.
And, not all that long ago, we celebrated the 77th anniversary of D-Day, the invasion of Europe. Well, there's a movie, The Longest Day, that explores that whole thing. So I brought it up on television so Gloria and Jan could watch what their dad went through. So they had a concept of the hell he went through. But one of their strongest problems was communicating with one another.
With one another.
And one of the scenes in there, and this is huge. They had an opportunity, that's once they got in on the beach and they got the maps out, and the commander said, as far as I can tell, we landed on the wrong beach. Mm. So what happened? Whoever was driving that landing craft got it wrong because his communications were wrong. So this general said, well, we just have to start the war from here.
That's right.
Communications, man. And how strong is communication between us and God and the kingdom of God and the kingdom of darkness? Mm-hmm. And thank God, you say, I need your wisdom, and I believe I recratene mostuli tigre fatahala matongo guguglama, karafestigi bulleste singungula da cabana, and I'm not going to do anything until this wisdom becomes clear to me. Yeah. I'm not making a move one way or another. I don't care what the rest of them want to do.
Amen.
They can push me, but I'm not going until I hear from you. Gile moste alkitis testesto gugla capara.
Amen. Amen.
And those of you that have not stepped into that, if you're born again, it's the easiest thing you ever did in your life. You qualify.
By faith.
And don't start frowning. No, just say, glory to God. Take a deep breath. I believe I receive the overflowing of your Spirit within me in the name of Jesus, and I fully expect to speak in my prayer language, Amen. My supernatural praise language, just like they did on the day of Pentecost, because you're the same good God you were then, and I crete
uchistimu katara. That's right. Amen. Amen.
It's that easy.
It's by faith.
You know as well as I do. Well, since Gloria and I were scripturally illiterates, we didn't struggle with it. We didn't have anything to unlearn.
That's right. That's right.
They gave an invitation. We ran to the front.
Amen.
I turned around to Mother. I said, is this something we ought to have? She said, you ought to have that. Boy, I ran. I grabbed
it.
Gloria by the hand.
Let's go.
I received it. That night. She did the next morning.
Hallelujah.
We couldn't figure why not.
Sure.
Well, because gift of the Holy Spirit.
Because He's good.
He's good.
And you had a revelation of that, so you want everything that's good that's from Him.
Yes.
Because there's nothing bad from Him.
He went about doing good and healing.
All.
Because God was with him.
Was with him. And God's with you, therefore you can pray in that because He's with you.
And I need to communicate with Him.
Yes, sir. At a level that the enemy can't understand.
And I pray for my partners because I pray for them all the time, every meal. But when I get in my study and begin to pray and start praying in the Spirit, and that's when you really can cover ground. And Lord, is there anything that you need, ask? There's, Brother Hagin would say, there's just something about God that He already knows what you need, but you need to ask.
That's right.
He said, ask, seek, knock. In other words, let's get into this together. So you go to the covenant, you find the answer to the prayer, you pray it, and then you move over in the Spirit and finish it.
That's right. And you don't ask in fear, you ask in faith. Lord, I know that you're on this, you already know this. Can I show you something in Romans 11?
Please.
Romans chapter 11. 2,000 years He did not impute their wrongs against them because they were people of faith. Noah was in faith. Abraham was in faith. Jacob was in faith. We read that in Hebrews 11. Look at Romans 11. Paul is writing at verse 20. And this will make it plain. Well, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith, but not my high-minded, but fear. For if God spared not the natural branches, take heed lest He also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness, there it is, and severity of God on them which fell. Severity, but toward thee, goodness. If thou continue in His goodness, otherwise thou shalt also be cut off. We continue in His goodness because He's in us.
Isn't that something?
One of the fruit of the Spirit is goodness.
His goodness is in us.
Absolutely. The moment you were born again.
Yes.
And now through maturity by faith, you're growing and developing in it to where it comes out of you.
Now, let's take a look at the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes.
What does the 9 fruit of the Spirit produce? Holiness.
That's right.
That's what that's His job, to be holy as He is holy.
And that's the only way you're going to do it.
That's the only way. Now, the law was to curb sin.
Yes.
But now that the law is in us.
That's right.
And the Spirit of God is in us at the time of the new birth, which you receive by faith. But now that fruit is in there. But fruit has to be nourished so that it can grow. Mm-hmm. So you nourish it by praise. You nourish it through thanksgiving. Oh, I want to thank you for your goodness that's in me. And something arises that just, boy, and girl, I mean, you just, yeah, well, right. No, wait a minute. His goodness is in me. Yes. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't account that against them, so no, neither do I. Amen. So I think, well, you know, they didn't really understand what they were talking about.
That's right.
So just forget about it. God is forgiven. Glory to God. Because he's good, and his goodness is in me, and I just want to be like him.
That's right.
So I don't account any wrong done to me.
You understand Adam and Eve knew God, but not to the level we do?
Absolutely.
You can find that over in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 through 21. The Word. We have the Word.
Let's look at that. That is such a marvelous place. The two letters of Peter I don't think they get the attention that they should.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to read and understand what James said because of his relationship with Jesus as his brother. But Peter had a relationship with Jesus that was so powerful. Jesus ministered in his home.
Yes.
And he and Andrew were there together that night when Peter's mother-in-law was healed. She was really, that woman was about to die. This great fever, something like typhoid or something like that. And Peter was right there. Mm-hmm. Saw it all.
On the Mount of Transfiguration.
Yes, he saw it all. Anyway, go into that.
Let's go down here. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in manner of conversation, because it's written, be holy as I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, as
yes,
silver and gold, for your vain conversation receiveth by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, there it is, as of the Lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do you believe God, that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Our faith is in this Word, in him.
Yes, amen.
The goodness of God has come back into man. Mm. And I have that ability. Mm. See, 2,000 years he did not impute their wrongdoings because they were in faith. And we've been around for about 2,000 years right now, yeah, since Jesus. There's
That's
a parallel
right.
there, timeline for yes. him who has ears to hear.
And we're out of time.
And we're out of time.
Let's give the Lord a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Help us, son.
Thank you, Papa. God's goodness is always flowing toward you. Before you can have faith in the goodness of God, you have to fully understand and trust that God is good. And you grow spiritually by believing and walking in God's goodness, and His goodness becomes a witness to the world.
The laws of the Spirit govern the whole earth, but what are those laws? In Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Releasing God's Love in You, he explains what the laws of the Spirit are and how they affect your daily life. Understand the character of God as your Savior and Father. Learn how releasing the love of God that's in you activates His Word and power into your life so you can love and believe on purpose and see the blessing that God has for you. When you sow the love of God into what you're believing for, you'll see the harvest of His promises come back to you more than you could ask or think. Fill your spirit with the right words so you know what to do and say when challenges arise, and watch God's love turn your situation around. Stop strife and unforgiveness with the love of God and take back freedom and peace for you and those around you.
Request your free copy of Releasing God's Love in You, available on MP3 disc by Kenneth Copeland. Choose to live in God's love and see how everything lines up with His promises for your life and those around you. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01225-787-310. Free offer good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Releasing God's Love in You. It's the audio series by Brother Copeland, and it's our free product offer this week. You activate God's love in you by what you say and what you do when you do it in faith. The power of God's love that is in you is released into your circumstances and begins to change them to line up with God's promises. And His love is further developed in you when you choose to express His love to other people and you do it on purpose. See, God's love changes the way you live, the way you talk, the way you think, and the way you act. You need to get a hold of this teaching, because it's one thing to know about the love of God, but it's another thing to be living proof of it. So get your free copy on MP3 or as a digital download when you go to kcm.org, and this will be a good addition to your faith library. And Brother Copeland calls kcm.org your study center. This website is designed to help you grow spiritually and live in victory every single day. And Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have been preaching the uncompromised word of faith for more than 50 years, and they want you to begin to experience the benefits of living this life of faith too. And there are so many things, you know this, that compete for your attention. That's why you have to be intentional about what you read, about what you watch, and you listen to. So when you go to kcm.org, what are you going to find? You're going to find the Word. When you watch the broadcast or the meeting services, when you read the magazine, the prayers, the articles, the daily devotion, all of it points to Jesus, and it all preaches faith. So make kcm.org a part of your everyday life. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the faithful partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org.uk to receive your free digital download of today's broadcast. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory, and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.